To you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning is written in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. This is our text. Dom, today is your big day. The day has finally arrived. You've worked hard to get to this day. And maybe when you first began the process, you thought maybe this day is never going to get here. It's just so far away in the future. But it's here. And you made it. Through all those classes and all that work, you're here. It is your confirmation day. What you do here today, what you hear in the lessons, all the things that you learned in confirmation class, you will appreciate more and more as time goes by. All the things that you learned and heard will serve you well in the years to come. Now, I know you're not going to remember all of it right now at this moment, but I can assure you that God will bring it back to your memory at that moment when you need it the most. For you see, the Spirit of God was involved in all that you were doing these past years. Everything that you heard were like little seeds that were planted in your heart and in your mind. And now, every time you read the Word, every time you worship, every time you commune, God is going to be at work. It is going to be nurturing those seeds and causing them to grow in your heart and your mind. And as a result, your faith, your trust, your love in Him will also grow and mature. And then, like I said, just when you need those things the most, they will be there to help you, to encourage you, to strengthen you, to support you, to keep you in the faith until life everlasting. Through the words of our text, God has some important words for you to remember that will help you build on the foundation that you have already laid through these years of confirmation. He wants to make sure that in the years to come, you will continue to build on that foundation and that you will build with all the right materials. So for the next hour and a half, we're going to take a look at our text. The first word I want you to concentrate on is that first word, seek. It's a verb. It's an action word. It stresses that you need to be involved. You need to be doing something. It's a present tense. That means you need to be doing it right now. And it's an imperative. In other words, it expresses a command. Seek. And the one you are to seek is your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He wants you to be seeking Him throughout your life. Confirmation class isn't the end of all your studying. It isn't the end of all your seeking. Today you will be renewing the pledge that you made when you were baptized. In that sacrament, God sealed you, body and soul, as His child for time and eternity. And in that sacrament, you promised that you would remain loyal to Him all the days of your life. And now He doesn't want you to go AWOL. That means absent, without leave. And that's why He reminds you today that you are to be involved in actively seeking Him every day. And it is something that you should be doing every day. Because every day you need to be prepared for life. Every day you need to be equipped for life out there in the world. because the devil is also out there in the world. And he too is about the business of seeking, looking for you. And he is attempting everything and anything he can think of to harm your faith. So you must be sure that you're strong enough to walk through this life. And that means you need to be seeking Jesus every day. In the Word and in the sacrament, he will give you everything you need to stand firm in this life, to stand firm in your faith in this life. The number one thing you need to be involved in is seeking Jesus. Make sure that he's the most important thing in your life. Worship him. Attend communion. Pray daily. Read and study your Bible every day. Second phrase is the kingdom of God. You see, that's what this is all about. Living in the kingdom of God. Here and in the life to come. This is what God has called you for. Heaven is your eternal home, and there is nothing that can ever separate you from that promise of God. There is nothing that can ever prevent you from taking that inheritance as your own. That brings us to the next word, his righteousness. Now, you don't get into the kingdom of God without righteousness. And that means without being right with God. But our big problem is that we aren't right with God. We are sinful people. And sinners can't get into the kingdom of God. But didn't we just say that heaven is your eternal home? So if we are all sinners, how can heaven be our eternal home? It's because of righteousness. Paul explains it to us this way. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness before God. Go back to your baptism. In that sacred act, God washed away all your sins. In that sacrament, God clothed you with the righteousness of Christ. By the grace of God, he has forgiven you all your sins. By the grace of God, he has declared you to be righteous in his sight. And by his grace, he assures you that heaven is indeed your eternal home. That's why it's so important for you to be actively seeking him in his word and sacrament. And that brings us to the last two words, first and added. So first, let's look at the first word, first. The point of that word is to help you to remember to keep God first in your heart and life. That's vital for everything else that follows. If you have that right, if God is first in your life, then everything else in your life will fall into its proper place. But if that is out of line, everything else will also be out of line. Listen again to the promise that God makes you in his word today. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added onto you. As you live out your daily life out in the world is going to tell you you need a lot of things. The world wants you to know that the more things you have, the better off you're going to be. And then when you have more things, the world is going to say, well, you need more things. But the truth of the matter is, God, your heavenly Father, is the one who knows what you really need. In fact, he knows what's best for you. And he promises you that he will do all things well for you. And he promises you that you will have all things that you need to support this body and life. And he will always make sure that you have all that you need to get you from here to your eternal home. Our last word is added. Again, the world is going to tell you something completely different and completely wrong. They're going to tell you that Christianity, your Christian faith, is nothing about having to give up all kinds of things. But I want you to know that's not true. That's subtraction thought. Well, you see, the reality is Christianity is about addition. It's about God adding to your life. About God adding to your life blessing upon blessing. About God adding gift after gift of his grace and his mercy and his love. In fact, God promises you that he's going to add so much of his blessings to your life that your heart and your life and your mind is going to overflow with those blessings. The blessings of love and grace and mercy and forgiveness and peace. And he promises you that he will make you rich in every way. I wish we had more time. So often we like to think of confirmation as being the end of the journey. We've gone to classes for 2 years. During those 2 years, we've had faithful teachers who have lovingly taught you Lutheran doctrine and have lovingly opened to you the Word of God and shared with you our Lord's own words of truth and life. But that's just the beginning. You see, there's so much more for you to learn. So much more for you yet to discover about your faith, about your life, about the Word, about the promises of God to you. There is still so much more for you to discover about the height and the depth of God's love for you. And that brings us back to the first words. Seek first. Continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Keep those words in the front of your mind. Let them direct your days. They will be for you a solid rock foundation which will enable you to stand firm in your faith every day of your life. God has big plans for you. And he is at work to make sure that you overflow with hope and faith and love and joy and peace. He promises you that he will always be at work in your life to make sure that you will inherit that eternal promise of heaven. Wherever you go, whatever you do, know this: the Lord your God will be with you always, and he will bless you in every way.